This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Friday. Motherfucking Friday. I smell freedom. And it's
freedom.
Time for Friday. Freedom. Friday, September 22nd, 2023. It's Sarah, Vinny, Alex, and Brinny, and Novi Hale today. She's only on a couple days a week. But I wanted to get to... Actually, there's a couple things. First of all, do you have that reel ready that John sent us this morning?
Let me get that ready. Give me a sec.
All right.
I will have it.
In the meantime, I will... somebody wrote a... it's entitled The Mystery of John. It's from Vic. And he says, "Yo, Brin. We want to know what John's occupation is. Why is it a secret? No one's ever talked about it in all the years we've been listening. Can you guys talk about it today on The Secret Show?" John's job is Sarah.
Yeah, we've
John's
talked about that a million
times. Yes,
all the time.
What we talk about.
John!
Yeah, John,
that's his call to work.
John is like a computer IT guy who quit his job when we had kids. And then I was like, please don't go back to work. And we were incredibly fortunate. He was able to raise our kids and take care of everything at the house. And I was able to go to bed at 7:30 at night and leave the house at 4 in the morning. And his job is, we flipped a couple houses and he always has something to do. He's always busy. And if I need him, there he is. "Hey, John, can you help me with X or Y or Z?" That's his job. So thanks for writing in, Vic. Do we know this guy, Vic? He signs his full name. Am I supposed to say his name?
I'm not sure. He doesn't say "don't say my name." I just thought that there.
Vic so Bruno.
That's
like a DJ name. So, Vic, thanks for writing. John's occupation is taking care of my lazy ass, but it's also to be, trolling through TikTok and Reels late at night, because this morning, Bryn and I woke up to a very funny Reels from John.
Mm-hmm.
And Vinny, I think that this is something you can appreciate. Here is a, can you go full screen with this?
Oh yeah, I can.
Yeah, let's do that so that we're looking at a,
this is
maybe a 12 by 12 tile. And it's got some white gooey stuff on it. I'm not sure what that is. But he's going to demonstrate a cleaning product this guy is. So go ahead and roll that.
All right. Oh, hold on one second.
Sock, look at this. You're just pushing it around. See how it's just pushing the cum around? Now your sock's dirty. Who needs that? Check this out. You're going to love it. The jizzle. Wipe, wipe, gone. Easy peasy. Look at this. See all that cum? Boy, that's a lot of cum. Don't use this crusty old sock. Look at this. You're just pushing it around. You know, see how it's just pushing the cum around?
Now your sock's dirty. Who needs that? So fucking gross. And that's John's job, to send us things to laugh at. The jizzle. Now we know about the jizzle.
It's so disgusting.
It is the most disgusting thing you've ever seen. You think that's white slime? What is that?
Yeah, I think it's white slime.
Because I was looking at it for a long time thinking, could it be egg yolk? I mean, what is like semi-beaten eggs? It's just so fucking funny. So we can't really put that up anywhere, can we?
No, we can't.
Well,
I can send it maybe to that one bad advice that needs for the daughter.
Oh,
to wipe
God,
it off
don't
your face.
Yeah. Don't.
Here's a link for your daughter.
Jesus, Bryn.
That's not.
I don't know.
It is. It's just funny because it's exactly what I thought about, but it's not right.
It's dumb incredibly... shit torpedoed his whole goddamn family and future with a nasty comment to a daughter that's not even his. What the fuck, dude.
Yeah, you're Welsh out of that guy. He's an idiot. Should have handed her the jizzle. That's not funny. Stop making jokes about that.
Try this.
The jizzle. Look at that. Look at all that cum coming out of it. Where could someone find that, I wonder? Like, I don't want to post it on the Facebook page. It obviously doesn't belong there.
Oh,
but,
let's see.
Like, what are some keywords people could...
Because
we definitely have some sick fucking dudes listening to this show, and they'll get a definite laugh out of this.
Oh, it pops right up.
Adam, you know I'm talking about you.
It pops right up when you type in the jizzle.
Oh, the jizzle. Okay,
yeah,
just type in the jizzle, everyone.
Uh-huh.
If you've got to know more about the jizzle, that's how you find it. It is actually super, super fucking stupid, gross, funny.
Well,
it just
it's
wasn't
the amount
expected.
Of cum that a whale would produce. I mean, it's what he's got there is that's a grizzly bear's cum or a, I mean,
five
cum.
Grizzly bears cum. It's just so much cum.
Wonder
anyway.
If that's how like a porn set looks like after an
guys,
orgy
you,
scene.
Yeah, you can't use that crusty old sock. You got to use the chisel, obviously. So wrong, it's right. Except it's
who's
wrong.
Cleaning that set? Actually, everybody's coming everywhere. There's just.
Well, there's
it.
Some dude whose unfortunate job is
on their hands and knees.
Yeah,
and,
oy.
Yikes.
And he, you know,
I'm pretty sure there are. There's a bowl of supplement cum, probably some mixture of sugar water or something that they will splash on her face after the shot has been.
Oh yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then she's covered in it for I don't know whose purposes, but. I don't care about that. I never watched that part of the video.
Really?
But
you know, John fucking wants to hear where it's going to go. He wants to watch it. He is interested in how far it shoots. He's fully into his own personal money shot.
Enjoy
there was a
flinch.
Time
he wants to see it.
When I was dating this girl and a dude I knew, we got closer because of our time together with these two girls, but we weren't friends from go.
Right.
Before that, I should say, we ended up becoming close because of these girls.
Like two girls who were friends, you guys were
yes,
dating them.
Exactly
okay,
right.
It.
So we ended up hanging around together, and there was a point where I was privy to a conversation between the two girls, and one of the girls, not mine, was saying,
"Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
He has to every fucking time he's got to splash that shit on me. And I was listening kind of going, what are we talking about? And it ended up being that. And I was really surprised because it seems like it's, I don't think it can be considered a fetish, but apparently there's a need to paint. And I don't have that. I don't need that.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
No, sure.
But I can finish without that. He's like, apparently this person at that time in his life wasn't going to be able to finish unless he put it in her eye or where, you know, somewhere he needed
where
to
he could watch that happen. He wasn't. Yeah. I wonder if he had trouble having kids later in life because he was like, oh shit, I forgot. I got to come inside there. And here's the jizzle. Get yourself cleaned up, little lady. Good God.
So anyway, what you're saying about John sort of, it does sound like there's a percentage of dudes who do need that.
Yeah, it also helps him get there, too. And as you know, I want it to be over as fast as possible. So I tell him all the places he could dump it and let him pick one.
You know, so great. I do that by, I've been doing that by myself, you know, the finish.
Yes.
For, I don't know.
54 years. Well, wait,
I don't think I started that out of the womb. Whatever. I was going
to
say probably 44 years is more, you know, realistic. But either way, when I'm having sex with a lady, if it's not her hand, then I want it in her vagina or in her mouth. Like, I, why would I want to do it with by myself? I will. I've pulled out and, you know, finished with my hand, but that's, I want to finish in her pussy or in her ass or in her mouth because I don't want to have to change the flow. Does that make sense?
At that moment.
Yeah, like that moment, I don't want to pull away from the thing that feels so good. So I don't really understand that. It doesn't necessarily.
Yeah, John knows better. Out. You are not allowed to do that in my mouth. Just, you know, give me a tap or yell.
What?
And you can watch it happen. Go ahead. Take a
well,
look.
I've definitely said, you know, grab it and then had her pull it out. Like, that feels good. Mm. But I don't want to.
Yeah, I actually feel like I'm surprised to hear that, actually, because sometimes, like, if I'm doing something and we stop what I'm doing so that he doesn't come in my mouth or he doesn't, you know, whatever. He just grabs it and I know that he knows exactly what it needs to be and what pressure and all that stuff. So I'm actually, you know, I always feel bad sometimes when I've like made it happen. I'm like, oh, I hope I didn't squeeze too hard. Or he's like, don't worry about it. I'd have smacked your hand away. No, go get the jizzle. This is the reason. You know what? I'm never going to get to that jujitsu thing. I'll do it on Monday.
Yeah, it's a long one.
Yeah, it is. It would take me longer than we have left to, just to read the thing. So I will do. This is a response about the soccer dad who uses two spaces between words, and that's how he was identified as an anonymous. And we've had some response to this. So
okay,
this lady's in a large chat thread. And one of the things she's noticed is this guy in particular does two spaces between words. And that's how she identifies him when he anonymously from a different number starts texting her privately. Like, you're beautiful. I would like to, you know, have to use a jizzle on you, whatever. And she reaches out to the wife and says, hello, I think your husband is texting me. And the wife laughs it off like, yeah, he has a second phone to do pranks. And then someone, I think very astutely, said that may be how they find people to swing with. And I thought, okay, well, that's actually an explanation that could be. Uh-huh. Or he could just be super creepy, which is what this guy says. Actually, and I don't know if it's a guy or a girl who's writing in, but this is their response, a second response to this. I want to weigh in on the soccer dad who is anonymously texting the woman who wrote in. This letter immediately gave me chills and a vibe of a creep or stalker. I'd recommend this woman be very cautious and let someone other than the wife know this is happening in case it escalates at any point. And I think she did say something to her husband, didn't she? And he also kind of laughed it off, which seems like a weird response from a husband.
Well,
I'm gonna look
I don't
at
know.
My
that's
red
I definitely have. You know, people like your wife, and on some level, you're sort of. I don't know.
The husband did laugh it off.
I think you expect people to like your wife since you really like her a lot, right? So you, it's not a surprise, but you can't have a lose a fucking gasket every time someone is into your chick. I don't know. That's hard to explain, the whole laughing it off and not caring. There she is by herself going, no one else cares that I'm being hit on.
No one cares that I'm getting hit on by that lady's husband. Here's what she said. I don't find this appropriate, not to be arrogant, but I bet had I replied to his text, it would have escalated to him hitting on me. My husband kind of laughed it off too. Am I being too sensitive? Considering we are one of the few couples that are still married out of our group of friends, I just felt it was crossing the line. Hey, beautiful, I'm your secret admirer, I'm thinking about you, etc. And she notices the two spaces. It's like he does the two spaces so he can be identified.
Right.
And that is why I think that hopefully it's just his way of asking her to swing. And hopefully these texts have stopped now that she's pointed out to the wife that she's not a swinger, I guess, by saying, what's going on with this? So back to this response, because this person has some context here. When I was a young girl, my mother started receiving cards and letters from a, quote, secret admirer. It went on for months and months, escalated over time, and gave indications that he'd been watching her. This was all while she was married to and living with my father. It turned out to be our next door neighbor. He would wait for my dad to leave, come to our house, and try to get my mom to sleep with him. The police ended up getting involved. It was awful and really scary. I just had to mention that perspective and recommend caution for the listener who wrote in. Yeah, that is, I mean, honestly, that's the problem with the first glimpse at any of this stuff. This could be, this guy likes to do pranks. It could be that. It also could be, this dude is a fucking dangerous predator. And this, you know what I mean? Like, this could be anything. Like,
it could be nothing. He could be a psychopath.
Right. Mm-hmm. It could be nothing. Also, it could be completely not nothing.
Well, look, I think what we've, one thing we've noticed in the last, God, it's probably 20 years now, but more like the last 10, is these phones do connect us in a way that's probably less than healthy, you know, as
yes.
in, you know, there's a guy who can anonymously do that by getting your, and look, I know people, I've talked to a lot of people, I ask questions of people, as you guys probably well know, and there are people who are good at the internet. I mean, I saw one person one time, have no idea what their name is, and was able to find them through a series of, you know, things that right. I searched mm-hmm. and techniques I use on the internet, and now I know their name, number, marital status, and more. Like, that right. kind of shit bums me out, but
and
it
it's
is
real.
It is real, and it is, I don't even want to normalize it, but I'm talking about normal people who function in our everyday lives, who have, through, I guess, boredom and practice, figured out ways to find anything they want about you.
Right.
And so it isn't that surprising to hear someone. It's an invasion of privacy, but that's what these phones have and the internet have brought about almost as a norm in our society. Really.
Right. Sort of this weird access to other people's info, other people's lives, other people's.
Think
you
about
find a way
a guy,
to infiltrate their lives.
The guy who gets on the plane and then airdrops his dick pic to everybody who doesn't have their settings turned off.
Right.
Like,
he just
what
watches
is that?
The crazy as it starts to
yeah.
happen.
Like, there's a person who's using this technology for their own little get off, whatever that is.
Right.
I don't know if they
their
think
own
that
little amusement or worse.
Gonna be like, whoever owns this, meet me in the bathroom. That looks delicious.
Right. I do like a popsicle.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that is. I didn't even think about that one. That's a good example of just like the technology gone haywire, and an example of dudes. Dudes, come on.
They're the worst.
They are the worst. Present company excluded. You guys are, and listen, there's plenty of nice guys out there. We all know them. You guys are some of them. But man.
Oh, thank you.
Not you. You're something wrong.
Not you. Oh, you turned that mic off.
You butt fucker. So, but it's, I'm just kidding. You're the best. Honestly, it is like, even just this lady, like a guy's perspective on somebody saying, I'm your secret admirer, is a totally different thing than a girl's perspective. Like, a girl is like, oh, shit, I'm in danger. A dude's like, oh, I wonder who it is. You know, it's just such a different.
It's the same thing as like that yesterday's bad advice where the girl's like, should I move out? And I think most of the guys on the show are like, fuck that. I'll face that if it happens and we'll figure it out. But we have this gut instinct like, oh, I'll handle it. Whereas a girl, and like you and V Hale have talked about this being, you know, popular, you guys have to be more cautious when you meet a fan or meet somebody and they're texting you or DMing you, there's a certain approach that you guys might have that's different than the way we would approach
right.
it.
Well, it's, you know, and I mean, I like to think I'm not completely defenseless, and I try to be aware, but I, you know, it can be really scary.
Well, you know,
to be a
and I think I said this, I don't know how long ago I said it, but it came up at some point. But yeah, I've definitely, it happened mostly when I had Snap. If you remember, I kept Snap because, you know,
because you'd bought stock in it. You didn't want to be ditching out on yourself.
Right. Yeah. Just trying to raise the stock price all by myself.
I'm a user. But it worked.
I don't know how to use it, but I got it. But that's where I got most people, the most people trying to slide into my DMs or whatever.
Oh, is that so? Snap was a thing for you.
But I'll give you an example. Some lady who'd sent me a picture of her, they were a picture of her boobs, but she was clothed. But they were like Usette boobs, and there was big cleavage. And I was like, that's great. And it wasn't someone I'd ever even talked to. I didn't do anything about it. I didn't say anything in return. I just went, well, all right, well, someone sent me boobs.
Thanks.
And then I went about right. And then I got a text from that person who was like, hi, hey, I was wondering if you wanted to get some more fun pictures. And I was like, no, I don't know you. And I don't, and I'm in a relationship and I don't want no trouble. And I don't, just please, no. And so that went away for a second. And then the next, I don't know, I'm assuming it's the next time she drank, I got a series of photos of her boobs, and I was just like, fuck. So it was one of those things where while that was happening, I was so suspicious of it that I couldn't even enjoy a random boob picture because I'm like, this is a bust. Like, I can't enjoy it. I have a partner. I don't want no trouble. But in the end, you know what was true throughout that whole experience? I never once felt unsafe. I mean, I felt like I could get burned if I had written back and said, hey, yeah, send me another picture of your tits. I expected that would come out and I'd be the fucking cad that was, you know, whoever, the guy online.
Right, Vinny. But if a guy starts sending you multiple pictures after you've specifically said,
no thanks.
Thank you.
Right.
That
you would feel
is
unsafe and you would question whether or not you got to get the police involved.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So there is a big difference. That's the point of that story, which is, and that person finally did go away because I just never encouraged it and said, please stop. It's not okay. I wanted to say, yeah, send me your pussy too, but it's just not the right answer.
You don't want to encourage
that.
Yeah,
that would have been a bad. You know? Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my crazy just woke up. This is great. Oh, boy. Yeah, it's
so anyway, there's a definite difference. And that point Bryn just brought up is very true. As I was saying it out loud yesterday, I went, yeah, you know what? I wouldn't move, but I'm a dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Myara was house sitting before and she said, I don't know, I guess this kind of relates, but yeah, of the fear. She was house sitting before and she said she thought somebody was like trying to look through the blinds. Yeah, she could hear them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did she call the police?
She didn't. She like just,
what the fuck?
I know. I know. She like, I guess she just like made sure that the blinds were
when
closed.
When was this?
It was maybe like a year ago or so. Yeah.
She was house sitting while you guys were married?
Yes. She was.
And you, she didn't call you?
She didn't. No. She told me the next day. And then, yeah. So.
Oh my God. Were you in bed sleeping because you had to come into our show?
I can't remember. This was a while ago, but yeah, it was a little trippy. I was like, you know,
how awful it is. It's fucking terrifying to be a chick sometimes. I hate to say it. And like, you know, it feels like such a gender thing, but it really is a completely different mindset.
Well, now we were like, talking about it and then she's like, oh, like we talked about it, I think like the other day on a walk. And then she's like, oh yeah, something about maybe it was an animal or something. But I was like, no, the way you told it, it doesn't sound like you could mistake that. I mean, possibly.
Yeah, you know, hopefully you guys talked about, like, in the future, if you're scared, you call.
Yeah.
Make a bunch of fucking phone calls. You start calling and calling and calling and calling and flip on all the lights in the house and alert the person outside that's peeping you or whatever, or the raccoon, whatever, that there are people home.
But I was thinking it sounded like the neighbor thing. Like, maybe, you know, they see this new person, neighbor, I don't know, like, sees
yeah. my you know what's there. Funny about that? Most guys, I can't, no, I won't say that. I would have gone outside with my bat.
I literally was
right
thinking
up
about
behind
that,
that motherfucker like, and been like, oh, it's a raccoon. Okay, well, do your thing, sir. If it was a dude, he'd have been fucking gotten a crack bat.
My first thought was the Louisville Slugger. Like, okay, we're gonna get, well, I don't want to say anything because I don't want to have to, like, cut it out.
Yourself, right?
Yeah, exactly. But I was thinking of
fucking bash your head in.
Of other ways, you know.
You know what? You know, and here's the thing. Like, I love to crack a guy across the head with a bat if I felt unsafe or I was being attacked. But you know what's much more likely to happen? That guy gets that fucking bat away from me and bashes my head in. That's what's going to happen. And a girl lives her life that way. Like, I remember I worked at this place called Radio New England Magazine.
No.
And I...
Ding, ding. Shame.
Shame. And this guy who ran it, his name is Barry Lunderville. Nice guy. You know, ding, whatever. Ding, in his
Barry.
40s.
Shame.
I'm in my 20s.
Shame.
I worked there. I edited the thing and put it together every week. And we rolled it out to all these New England radio stations. And I come in and I had been in a road rage incident. Like, I don't know what I can't even remember now what I had done to this guy. But he's yelling at me. And I obviously was a shitty driver, whatever. I was going too slow for him. Who knows? And I flipped him off and drove off. And he's like, oh, my God, what are you thinking? You're lucky that you're not under that guy with his fucking, you know, arm on your neck right now. Like, don't fucking do that. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, you don't engage with someone who's out of their mind in a fucking car. And that's just right. That, out of their mind in a fucking road rage incident. And this guy was like, and he had daughters. And this is just, you know, obviously as a dad who was worried about his kids, I was like one of his kids or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just, and it really sort of like gave me a little bit of a realignment in my brain over, you know, what I, you feel pretty golden when you're young. You feel like.
Invulnerable.
Well, invulnerable. That won't happen to me. That happens to other people. Mm-hmm. Right up until it does happen to you. And you're like, oh my God, that just fucking happened. And all of, and I'm, now I'm dealing with that having happened to me.
You do not want to flip off the wrong person. That is
you don't
fact.
Want to flip off the
because
and
there
nowadays
is,
it's like
well, I don't
got
know
a
what
gun.
That is if it's 1 in 10 or 1 in 50, but the one person who says, "Oh yeah, I'm fucking following you, and you're going to answer for that finger as soon as you stop your car." You don't want that.
No, you don't.
You don't want that.
You don't want any part of it. He was totally right. But I was like, that's sexist, and that's, and then now I'm, you know, flash forward 35 years, and I'm like, no, he was totally right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You, I hate that about myself and about, you know, being the female experience. And I guess it's not true for every girl. I'm sure there's very, you know, strong women out there who are like, I've trained, and I will knuckle fuck your face and you'll be done, and I'll crack your windpipe, and that'll be it for you, Mr. Attacker. But you know, by and large, I feel like we live with a little bit of healthy fear that is, it's too bad.
The road raging, we should have more fear. I think, you know,
agree.
We all get that's when I see Alex at his most and I'm not gonna say that it's just him, because I know that I've fucking done terrible things or said terrible things, and in hindsight I'm like, why was I so mad about that?
It's another
friend,
human being.
I have a friend in jail,
so mad
for life right now because of that.
No.
Yeah. Well, this
a
is
a road rage incident.
It was like a parking incident, like he took my parking spot kind of thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Life in prison
life
over
in prison.
A parking spot.
Mm-hmm.
They killed
okay,
the guy.
See, that's
yeah,
right.
He killed the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh my!
When men
God.
Fight, that is an absolute I shouldn't say funny because that's not where nothing. None of this is funny. But
none
when
of this
just
is funny.
Two dudes fighting, even the winner can end up in the hospital with a broken hand. Like sure. There is no reason. I mean, unless you're in fear for your own personal safety or a family member's, you should figure out how to avoid that fight. Period. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, on this happy note, everyone be safe this weekend.
Oh, wait, we didn't get to anything.
We did the response. We wound up talking. I think this was a valuable conversation. It's interesting. I really am always interested in everybody's different viewpoint on stuff.
Right.
Please feel free to send your own thoughts, your own viewpoints, your own questions, your problems, whatever they are, to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. Thank you so much for listening and being a supporter of The Secret Show and of our regular show. We love you for it. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here. Oh, by the way, quick reminder, Winterland announcement on the air, 8 a.m. Monday. You don't want to miss it. Please join us for that. Vinny?
The end.